Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, the art of mindful communication. You know, that thing that feels like magic when it works, but often leaves us feeling like tangled headphones when it doesn't. Ever felt like you were talking to a brick wall during an important conversation? Or maybe you sent a text message only to have it blow up into a full-blown misunderstanding. That's where mindful communication comes in. It's not just about the words we say, but also about how we listen, react, and truly connect with the people around us. And trust me, mastering this skill can change your relationships, both personal and professional, in ways you never thought possible. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your communication game. First, be present. Seriously, put down your phone, close that laptop, and give the person in front of you your undivided attention. When you're truly present, you can absorb their words, their body language, and the emotions behind them. Think about it like this: wouldn't you rather have a conversation with someone who's fully engaged, or someone who seems half-hearted, distracted? Second, listen actively. This means more than just hearing the words, it's about understanding the message. Ask clarifying questions, paraphrase what you hear to make sure you're on the same page, and resist the urge to interrupt or jump in with your own thoughts. Remember, communication is a two-way street. Third, choose your words carefully. Think before you speak. We all have those moments where we blurt out something we later regret. But with mindful communication, we strive for clarity and kindness. Avoid using accusatory language, focus on expressing your feelings rather than blaming others, and remember that I statements can be incredibly powerful. Fourth, be aware of your own emotions. Before you respond to someone, take a moment to check in with yourself. Are you feeling stressed, angry, or overwhelmed? If so, it might be helpful to take a few deep breaths and calm down before engaging in the conversation. Think about it like this: imagine trying to bake a cake when your oven is broken. You need to have a level head to create something delicious. And finally, practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. Even if you don't agree with them, understanding their point of view can help you find common ground and build stronger relationships. Remember, empathy is like putting on someone else's shoes for a minute. It helps us connect on a deeper level. Okay, let's talk real life. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your partner, and things are getting heated over a seemingly trivial issue, like whose turn it is to do the dishes. You feel yourself getting frustrated, and you start saying things like, "You always leave the dishes in the sink," or "It's not fair that I have to do everything around here." Sound familiar? But hold on. Instead of letting those words fly out, take a moment to pause. Breathe deeply. Remind yourself that this isn't about winning or losing, it's about finding a solution together. Express your feelings calmly and honestly, using a statement like, "I feel overwhelmed when the dishes pile up." Then actively listen to your partner's perspective. Maybe they had a really long day at work and just forgot. By practicing mindful communication in this moment, you can turn a potential argument into a productive conversation and strengthen your connection with your partner. So remember these key takeaways. Be present, actively listen, choose your words carefully, be aware of your emotions, and practice empathy. These aren't magic spells, they take practice, patience, and a genuine desire to connect with others. But trust me, rewards are worth it. Think about it, imagine a world where communication was clear, kind, and respectful. It wouldn't just be a nicer place to live, but also a more productive one. We'd resolve conflicts faster, build stronger relationships, and create a more collaborative environment. So, let's make that vision a reality. Start practicing mindful communication today in your conversations with friends and family, at work, and even when you're just chatting with the barista at your local coffee shop. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from these insights. After all, better communication makes for a better world. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and those conversations meaningful. See you later.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.